Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, episode number 7. Welcome to 8-Figure Business Coach Radio. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I help nurture women entrepreneurs build a business that can sell for 8 figures with proven methods in building systems, marketing, leadership, and changing your mindset. Now let's get started. Today's episode, we're going to talk about the 3 key ingredients to building an 8-figure business. There are several, but the 3 that I'm going to discuss today will get you on the path to building an 8-figure business. The first step that I'm going to talk about is getting key players and finding people that are better than yourself. I always like to say, stay hungry but humble. The reason is because if you're hungry but humble, it will not allow you to let your ego get in the way of building a business that's going to scale towards 8 figures. Trying to find key players is very important, and it is a challenge because a lot of people that are really, really great start their own business. But there are some people that like to work under you, and they enjoy working as an employee instead of as a successful businesswoman owner. One of the ways you want to make sure that you do that is, I would say, have a very serious process in how you eliminate and add people to your staff. I like to use virtual assistants. I have a VA, and I have a small number of people, matter of fact, under 10. The 10 people work virtual. It's a virtual business, and they're able to help me from all different areas. The next step that I'm going to speak about will go into more detail as to why that's possible in one of the second ingredients to the 3 steps that we're talking about. So the first step is getting key players that are better than yourself. I'm a visionary. I'm not really that great with detail. So I like to have someone on my team that has a lot of energy and they're really, really great with details. If you are a detailed person but you're not really, like a visionary, then you want to go the opposite. You want to get someone that is a visionary. If I were to take it a step back before we get to step number 1, you really have to know what you feel you bring to the party and what someone else does. Before you do that, you will not be able to know what individual key players you want to align with you. So I would say, if you're not familiar with what areas you feel that you are very successful, then definitely take a step back, take out a pen and paper, and write down at least 10 strengths that you feel are your absolute best. Doing this will really help you when it comes to finding those key players. The next step that's really important is systems. Can't say it enough. There's no way you're going to be able to scale a business towards 8 figures if you do not have key systems in place. Systems make or break your business. In order to be able to have your key players in place, you have to have a system because most people work independently. A lot of virtual businesses, online, and international. When you're growing a business to 8 figures, you're going to more than likely work in a lot of different locations. If you don't have any systems in place, this is going to be a challenge, almost impossible. So you definitely want to start out with the system in place, and you want to create systems for everything. I have about 10 different areas that I have systems in, from customer service, email marketing, anything we do, we have a system. We could not be successful if we didn't have a system in place. A lot of people don't know where to start with the system, so I always say start jotting down the ideas that you have in your mind on what you've built your systems from and move from there. Don't make it a big task in the beginning. Make this something that might be a 2-week task that you start to perform. You want to make sure that you write down different areas and gather more and more data as you go along, because the goal is to build a system from what you've already accomplished, put it on paper as soon as possible, and then you're able to build your systems. Hopefully you have a virtual assistant, but if you're doing it by yourself, that's fine. You just want to make sure you get these systems in place so that as you grow, You don't want to have to worry about that. This is basically when we talk about building from the ground up. The systems are going to run themselves and place you into a better position when it comes to as you grow the business along the way. But if you don't have the systems in place, you will not be able to go any further and accomplish anything past a certain amount because you will not be able to sustain teaching everyone everything you know as you start to grow. There will be too many other things you're trying to do, and this is where a lot of businesses fail, or they stay small and they're not able to scale because they don't have the systems in place. Number three, or step three. The third thing we want to talk about with women business owners needing to scale their business to sell for eight figures in this episode is to have your software in place. Have everything on automation. It's part of your systems, but you want to have the software in place so that you can build the systems. There are a lot of software packages out there that help with project management, different various writing ad campaigns, so on and so forth. So you want to make sure that you have a great software package in place. I like using Infusionsoft, Constant Contact, so many other different things you can do just when it comes to breaking down your email segments that we've spoken about and we'll speak about on future episodes. Having different segmentations when you're doing your email is a system, and then putting on automation will help even further that. I truly believe that having the key players in place, the second step is creating your systems. And if you cannot jot that down, start out with like a checklist of one of the basic systems you have, then go to another checklist. And the third thing is having your software in place. These three steps will start any successful business owner on towards better and bigger things, but you have to have the basics in place first. On a side note, I'd like to say that when you are trying to build an eight-figure business to sell, you definitely want to make sure you're getting results, because that's part of what you're looking to sell it, are the results. And another, I would say that as far as building your systems, you want to know your strengths. When we speak about building our systems and getting our key players in place, we want to make sure that we get people that are better than us or at least complement us. I always like to get around people that are better than me because it pushes me to another level. When you're a woman business owner and you're looking to scale your business to eight figures, this is something that's a necessity, making sure that you're surrounded around other people that are better than you. I hope this episode was very informative. Next episode, episode number eight, we're going to go into actually email segmentation. Very important to building your client list. We're going to go into email segmentation, and then in the next episode nine, we're actually going to step back and go into building our client list and how important it is. Having a client list is important, but if you don't know what to do or how to make money from your client list, it really doesn't help. So in episode nine, we're going to talk about what we need to do with our client list, and eight, we're going to go into our email segmentation. Please visit us on social media. We can be reached at Facebook on 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter at 8-Figure Coach, or please leave a comment in the comments section about this episode. Thank you so much, and have a fantastic day.